Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Some big matches rumored for WWE TLC, some big stars from WWE rumored to be going elsewhere, and a big WWE legend has been drafted to DC. For Friday, November the 15th, 2019, this is your Cultaholic Daily Wrestling News.
This is WWE TLC. Tables. Ladders. Chairs.
Now, I know we've got Survivor Series coming up. I know we've also got NXT TakeOver
War Games
coming up as well. But we're talking WWE TLC, which comes our way on the 15th of December. So in exactly a month's time, final pay-per-view of the year for WWE. And some matches have already been rumoured, according to Dave Meltzer from the Wrestling Observer. You see, what tends to happen is with these shows is that WWE will send a lineup to the venue. So the Target Center in Minneapolis seems to believe, as it stands at the moment, we will be getting Rusev versus Bobby Lashley at TLC. This has been a long time coming. This has been the storyline that has very much divided the wrestling world. According to Rusev from an interview this week, people either like it or love it. Yeah, and nothing else. So Rusev and Bobby Lashley are having their first one-on-one match at TLC. I had no inclination at all that they would end up doing this at Survivor Series with the amount of other stuff going on. So they'll do that at TLC. That's fine. Also at TLC, apparently, allegedly, as it stands right now, we're looking at a TLC match for the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships as Asuka and Kairi Sane defend against Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair. So that explains why the other day on Raw, we had Lynch and Flair teaming against the Kabuki Warriors. This is maybe where we're going to go with it. That'd be one heck of a main event. I'd be down with that being a thing. The other rumoured match is Roman Reigns versus King Corbin, but this won't be a straight one-on-one. This is either going to be a gimmick match related to TLC or possibly a dog collar match, bringing back the classic dog collar match for Roman Reigns. Does that not make the most sense in the world since he's the big dog? Shouldn't the dog collar match be his thing? Should be. That would be fine. Of course, these are just the matches that WWE has sent to the arena. What tends to happen is they'll do this and plans will change in the run-up to it, but it just gives the Target Center an idea of the kind of matches that are going to be on as we get to TLC so they can advertise it locally. As soon as these get announced elsewhere, of course, listen to Cultaholic and you'll know all about them.
What's not funny is tag team wrestling. We take that very seriously. We've grown up together for the last 27 years. We've been together for 27 years and it is our destiny to bring back tag team wrestling. I'll take it. I'll put it on our back. I'll climb up Mount Everest, Jack, and I will put tag team wrestling on the pedestal where it belongs. And for now, we're going to go back and we're going to do what we always do, and that's regroup, come back better than ever next week. But for right now, top guys,
out.
Highway run into the midnight sun.
The Revival once again teasing that their time with the WWE is coming to an end. Scott Dawson took to Instagram, posted a photo of his beautiful family and said, "Rarely do I ever post about my family, but I haven't been home with my girls consistently for more than 2 days in 3 months. These are the times that you realize money really isn't everything. Do what you love and what makes you happy. That is the plan. Highway Run." Quoting the Journey song at the very end. That's a nice touch. Also, Scott Dawson changed his Twitter profile picture. A little bit cheeky, this one. It's a picture of him and Dash Wilder, taken, I believe, by a fan cam of them doing the Young Bucks pose at a live event just the other day. See what you did there, posing like the Young Bucks. I'm on to you, you cheeky one. So once again, the Revival are looking at plans away from WWE. But they are not the only two who are considering their options. Rather, they are not the only two that may have options elsewhere. This comes from the Wrestling Observer. Takagi Kidani, the head of Bushiroad, was doing an interview for Tokyo Sports regarding the goals for Stardom, now that Bushiroad owns the Joshi promotion Stardom. And the first thing that Kidani said was they're looking at bringing back Io Shirai and Kairi Sane as soon as their current WWE deals expire. Now, whether this will happen or not depends on a few things down the line when their deals are up. Obviously, I don't think WWE would be okay with Kairi Sane and Io Shirai, once their contract ends, just walking off to Stardom immediately. They'll tend to put in some no-compete clauses, some gardening leave and such. They may even add extra weeks or months onto their contract, depending on time away. Key is whether or not they would like to return to living in Japan. And in the end, the WWE main roster money is strong, so they'd have to make quite an offer to bring them over. But it's always nice to have options, I always feel. So for Io Shirai and Kairi Sane, who are currently doing big things as part of WWE television, should they want to go back, they know they've got a place in the very top echelon of a rejuvenated Stardom now under the umbrella of Bushiroad. I feel like I'm saying this every single week. AEW win again, another week in which the NXT ratings and the AEW ratings were close, but it was a win for AEW. So this is how it breaks down this week. AEW Dynamite ratings up 16% from last week. They are around 960,000 viewers, so close to getting back to that million. That is incredible. NXT on USA, meanwhile, 750,000 viewers on average, which is down just under a fifth from last week, which is devastating because the amount of exposure the NXT guys had on Raw and on SmackDown, we kind of hope that the number would stay relatively up, but we'll see how that pans out. Interesting observation from the Wrestling Observer with Dave Meltzer. This doesn't come with any bias. It's just an observation that has been made by numerous sources. Those who have studied the minute-by-minute audiences on Wednesdays have found that when AEW goes to a commercial, NXT viewership goes up. And when the AEW show ends, NXT gets a huge viewing bump of somewhere around 200,000 viewers, which is massive. However, when NXT goes to a commercial break, there is very few people switching to AEW, which seems to indicate that the WWE fans that are there, there might not be as many as AEW, but they are committed core audience. So they're not looking to go where the best product is. Whereas AEW, the people who are watching that, there is more of them, but they're also more flicking around and seeing what else is on. Interesting little tidbit regarding the ratings between Dynamite and NXT. But congratulations again to AEW Dynamite. You know what? Both shows this week were great. And as the guy who grades NXT graded, I might have to on this occasion give it a little bit to AEW Dynamite. I enjoy both to death, but I really enjoyed some of the stuff that AEW did as well this week. You can check out, if you haven't done so already, Sam Driver, who is stepping in for Jack the Jobber, doing AEW graded on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. And Ross Twiddell as well has your AEW TF moments there too. Tyson Fury has been getting some praise from Vince McMahon. He said that the chairman paid him some great compliments. Quote, Vince McMahon said he has recruited sports stars from all different sports. He's never seen anyone come into their game, have a couple of training sessions, and pick it up like that. I look like a natural in there. Vince McMahon will no doubt be using Tyson Fury again. Tyson is open to coming back and doing more as well. Regardless of the performance he put on, I personally didn't think it was. I think considering it did a handful of training sessions, it was great. Okay? It was great. I don't think he should have been in a feature position so quick. But by the by, he got it real quick. I think he also had a great time doing it. He certainly looked like he was having fun out there. And I wouldn't be surprised if he turns up again for like WrestleMania 36. Wouldn't be surprised at all. We could be getting a huge match added officially to Survivor Series tonight on Friday Night SmackDown as Daniel Bryan is a guest on Miz TV. One, it's weird to see Daniel Bryan and The Miz hanging out together again. You know, they've had back and forths throughout their career. It's good to see them back in the same place again. And also, this is no doubt going to set up what we understand is going to be the match for Survivor Series between Daniel Bryan and The Fiend. I, for one, am very excited to see what Daniel Bryan and The Fiend will do together, if that is indeed the match that we get at Survivor Series. Earl Hebner was chatting to Wrestling Inc. on their podcast, Winkly. This is always a weird one to say. Discussing AEW referee issues. Now, quite a few people have complained that the AEW refs haven't been consistent in the way that they have handled certain things in the ring. There's been a few blunders and botches along the way. Earl Hebner says they need to have me in their dressing rooms teaching them. Right now, I'm just doing pay-per-views because of travel and everything. So I'm fortunate to just do the pay-per-views. What they have is pretty good. We learn every day, so it's not like we know everything. Matt Camp gave us the NXT injury report. It's not as good as Cultaholic's Injury Island, I'm just saying. And it turns out that Mia Yim suffered a fracture to the nose after that ladder to the face during NXT on Wednesday night. Possibly fractured her ribs as well in that ladder match too. I don't know how much time she'll be off. We're still waiting to see how she gets on from there. But fractured ribs and a broken nose, she's going to be taking at least a little bit of time off, one would hope. Also, Aaliyah suffered a bloodied nose when her opponent, Xia Li, accidentally kicked her in the face. The match continued, though. They went through the whole finish, and then you see doctors immediately rushing in to check on Aaliyah afterwards. There's a picture on Aaliyah's Instagram which shows some of the damage, and it looks pretty brutal. She took quite a kick. Starrcade 2019 is around the corner. It's another WWE Network special, and we understand, according to the Wrestling Observer and other outlets, we're going to see Rusev going one-on-one with Bobby Lashley. We will see AJ Styles defending the US title against Kevin Owens. Braun Strowman taking on Shinsuke Nakamura and Sami Zayn. The Kabuki Warriors defending their WWE Women's Tag Belts against Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair in a tornado match. That should be pretty chaotic. A nice little maybe appetizer for if we do get that TLC match at TLC. Also, Seth Rollins versus Randy Orton. Roman Reigns takes on King Corbin. And in the main event, a steel cage match for the Universal title as The Fiend defends against The Miz. Now, you may notice this is quite a cluttered roster of people. Some Raw, some SmackDown guys and whatever. This was a show that was put together a bit like the UK tour a while back before the draft. And I guess they wanted just to make it feel special by keeping some of these matches in place and maybe make it feel like a super special house show. Maybe. That's kind of what Starrcade is, isn't it? Talking of house shows and live events, last night there was a live event in Germany for the WWE, which saw Zack Ryder and Kurt Hawkins face Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson in a number one contenders match. It looks like Ryder and Hawkins picked up a big win, and they are going to get a tag team title match as a result of that live event win on Raw this Monday night. I like that. I like that. And I hope that they acknowledge that there was some implications to the main show at a live event on Monday night.
Who is Black Adam, sir? And how is he so powerful?
5,000 years ago, my son, I gave the Egyptian Teth Adam the same mighty powers I gave you. But he turned evil. For 5,000 years, he has brooded alone where I imprisoned him at the end of the universe. I sensed an evil so strong it could mean only one thing, the return of Black Adam.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
And finally, we talked about this a few weeks back, but now it is well and truly official as we have seen the concept art on The Rock's Instagram page. And oh my God, if anybody was born to play Black Adam, it's Dwayne The Rock Johnson. From his Instagram, he says the following. Like most kids growing up, I dreamed about becoming a superhero. As a kid, Superman was the hero I always wanted to be. But a few years into my fantasy, I realized that Superman was the hero I could never be. I was too rebellious, too rambunctious, too restrained to convention and authority. Despite my troubles, I was still a good kid with a good heart. I just liked to do things my way. Now, years later, as a man, with the same DNA I had as a kid, my superhero dreams have come true. I am honored to join the iconic DC Universe, and it's a true pleasure to become Black Adam. Black Adam is blessed by magic with the powers equal to Superman, but the difference is he doesn't toe the mark or walk the line. He is rebellious, he is a one-of-a-kind superhero, and he'll always do what's right for the people, but he does it his way. Truth and justice, the Black Adam way. This role is unlike any other I have ever played in my career, and I am grateful to the bone. We will all go on this journey together. If anybody is going to do wonders for the DC Universe, it's going to be Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Very keen to see The Rock as Black Adam next year. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Daily Wrestling News for this week. Just a heads up, as Jack the Jobber is not here this week, I have been given the honour and the privilege of looking after wrestlers of the week. Jack has made his decisions. I am basically speaking the words of Jack through my face, and we'll do that on the Cultaholic YouTube channel a bit later on today. I will speak to you next week. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.